This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Food and Drug Administration does more than just food and drugs, you know. It's taking public comment right now on some guidelines it's proposing for medical devices, things like implanted pacemakers and insulin pumps, and specifically how to make them safer. The agency wants manufacturers to improve their cybersecurity, as Gigi Duban reports.
Maybe you remember this little scene from the show Homeland.
You okay? I don't know.
In it, a terrorist hacks into the vice president's pacemaker. His heart goes haywire, and the guy dies. Paul Castellanos is a surgeon at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. He remembers watching the episode and thinking, no way.
I just didn't believe that that was possible. Subsequently, I have researched the issue, and I found I was wrong.
Thing is, a lot of pacemakers are controlled remotely. And as with a lot of wireless-enabled devices, they can be hacked pretty easily.
I suspect that most doctors assumed that it was not possible to render these devices dangerous. And I was truly shocked that that wasn't the case.
Shocked, Castellanos says, because the FDA has to certify all medical devices are safe and effective. The FDA told me this week it's aware of dozens of cybersecurity incidents affecting hundreds of devices, but that as far as the agency knows, no patients have been harmed. Still, the FDA recently put out new guidelines requiring manufacturers to keep their devices safe from cyber attacks. The medical device industry is worth more than $300 billion. Manufacturers might have to make lots of changes to their products to protect against hacking. Jim Horton is an engineer at Biotronic, which makes pacemakers and implanted defibrillators.
Getting it to work under normal conditions is about 20% of the job. 80% of the job is looking at it and thinking, what are all the ways that something could screw the system up, either consciously or maliciously?
But even companies like Biotronic say working with cutting-edge technology and protecting against the latest threats is a constant balancing act. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.